This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by, as soon as I find it, there it is, AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Okay. I don't think anybody that listens to me is one of those special snowflakes that is prone to microaggressions. If, however, you have come and checked this out today for the first time ever, and you're prone to these things, and you might want to stop listening and evacuate to your safe space, because we're about to go absolutely 100% politically incorrect. Starting with this. All lives matter. Every single life matters. When I was a kid in school and in Bible school, we used to sing this song where, part of it was red and yellow and black and white. They are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. We are all God's children. No matter what color we are, black, white, plaid, beige, you know, some nice fuchsias, doesn't matter. Last night in Texas, in Dallas, Texas, a former military member who radicalized and decided that he hated white people opened up on Dallas police officers. He stated he wanted to kill white people, especially white police officers. He also stated that he was not affiliated with any groups, and he stated that he did this alone. So we don't know if he was affiliated with anybody, but we do know he went hunting Thursday night. He went hunting for white people. When the shooting started, police tried to protect the anti-police protesters, because that's what was happening. A Black Lives Matter protest was going on where they were chanting, "Pigs in a blanket," among other things. The police got between the shooter and the protesters, the ones who were taunting them, the ones that were calling them hateful names. And the protesters ran, as they should. And the police officers ran as well, but they ran towards the shooting. They did what they were trained to do, and they paid for it. Five police officers were assassinated, seven were wounded. This was the deadliest day for law enforcement since 9/11. One of them was, his name is Brent Thompson. He was 43 years old, a Dallas area rapid transit officer. He just got married a few weeks ago, but today his beautiful bride is now planning his funeral. For 8 years, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama and the mainstream media and Hollywood and professional race agitators have vilified law enforcement. Almost as much as they vilify gun owners. Maybe more. Because I'm not wearing a uniform for them to target. We've heard from the president, cops acting stupidly, to if I had a son, and everything else. And this president and his administration has proven time and time again that they are no friend to American law enforcement. Which, by the way, is staffed by many people of many different races. Both genders. Well, both of them, you know, the main ones. In today's world. In the aftermath of these shootings, right after he got done giving a speech about people that are black in the United States thinking they were being targeted by the police because you had one desperado with a 46-page rap sheet that was killed in Baton Rouge, and then you actually had a genuine good guy who was killed in Minneapolis. Lumping all that into one thing to have that one little painful piece of soup that he wanted to mix up. Disregarding all of that, today he made it all about guns. He did, you know, he offered his condolences, but that was just, you know, that's a paver. That's a paver on the road to step on. There's an unusual pattern with this administration. Whenever there's a Muslim terrorist attack, they're quick to urge people not to rush to judgment. And if there's a police-involved shooting, every one of those guys are guilty, guilty, guilty. And sooner or later, the narrative always switches back to guns. In Dallas, the narrative right now is about guns because the cops were the targets. In Baton Rouge and Minnesota, the narrative is about racism. The Commercial Appeal in Memphis published a column calling on white people to repent, repent. In the aftermath of the police-involved shootings in Baton Rouge and Minnesota. The author wrote, "This is a time for white people in America to tell white police officers to stop killing black men." Not too long ago, a Black Lives Matter crowd chanted, "Pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon, pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon." They were shouting this to black police officers and Asian police officers and Hispanic police officers. In New York City, the protesters once shouted, "What do we want? Dead cops. When do we want them? Now." On July the 7th, in Dallas, Texas, they got their wish. They got their wish because the running narrative has been that there's, you know, a vendetta going on. I remember when it was Freddie Gray, when they were talking about Freddie Gray. If you look at the officers who got arrested, some of them are black, and yet it's a racist thing. There's going to come a time when honesty and reality is going to rush over this country like a cleansing tidal wave, like a tsunami from hell. It's going to come and it's going to wash all of this murkiness away. And we're going to be left with some stark reality. And all of you that have been fooled, that I can't convince you that you have been fooled, you're going to wake up. When that moment comes, you're going to be so angry. And at this particular moment, given all of the agitators that have set all of this in motion, if you were to turn on them and do bad things, I'm looking the other way. We'll be right back.
secure me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we've built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Coming to, you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. All right, everybody bear with me. I'm trying to make something happen here. Trying to make something happen here. Let's see what happens if I do that. Then we hit update on that. We're trying to see if we have a date. I don't know if it worked. Nope, didn't work. Okay. Anyway. I'm seeing a lot of versions. Like we heard from Gersh Kuntzman. Remember him, the anti-gun journalist who's run in with an AR-15, bruised his body and his spirit. Why he even writes anymore is beyond me. Kuntzman's latest anti-gun salvo concerns the recent police shootings of two armed men. Now, who's to blame? The NRA. Yeah. I mean, what other explanation is there when a cop who works for the government shoots allegedly innocent civilians? It's the NRA. And the gun nuts. Don't forget the gun nuts. He wrote, "I blame the gun nuts, gun lovers and their mouthpieces at the NRA. Have done more to damage the police community relations than poor cop training, racism, crime, and fear could ever do. And it's all due to the NRA's twisted, sick perversion of the Second Amendment from cherished right to keep and bear arms as part of a well-regulated national defense into a call to stand your ground in all circumstances." I'm surprised this is the angle that he's coming at it from. The NRA supported the no-fly list and terrorist watch list prohibition. Right about now, you'd think they'd be warming up to the NRA. But here we have Gersh. And we have a whole bunch of players out there right now besides Gersh. And Gersh, really, truly, Gersh, really. Shut up, please. I'm so tired of the sheep trying to tell the dogs what they're going to do or what the dogs need to do. Shut up and just bleat and graze, could you? From the time Barack Obama criticized and second-guessed a campus cop that arrested a black professor, okay, to today, it has been one steady, racial, divisive stew that he is the Gordon Ramsay cook. He's the one that has put this particular dish together. Just not even, maybe now, what, 36, 48 hours ago, he said that the problem here was that cops don't understand that black America is afraid of them. Even though there's a lot of black American cops. And a lot of Asian American cops, and a lot of Hispanics, and a lot of, you get the picture. There's just as many nationalities populating the police department as can be. New York City threw the cops under the bus. And two of them get gunned down in their car. Summarily executed. This is the fault of the Democrats, the liberals. This is also the fault of the Republicans that have not gotten out there and damned them in the places of government, in the interest of trying to get along and appease, in the interest of trying to make sure the media likes them. Republicans, that's never going to happen. No matter what you do, you're always going to be the patsy, you're the redheaded stepchild. Shut up and maybe do something for a change. On the other hand, liberals, here's the problem. In order for you to tell the truth, what you have to do is you have to get out there and say, all of these urban high crime areas that we're actually in charge of, the reason there's such, one of the predicating reasons behind all of this high crime is the fact that we destroyed the black American family. And this is why there's such a high proportion of black American individuals in jail. This is why there's such a disproportionate amount of them getting murdered, murdering. They have to get out there and say, this is our fault. Because it is. It's their fault. Everything they've done, everything, the welfare part of it, the out of wedlock children mothers, all of this stuff, the drugs, all these things. They did it. They did it. They created it. They've been telling people for a long time, fathers don't matter. So the family structure comes apart. I mean, not too long ago, the black American family structure was more intact than the Caucasian family structure by a percentage. And then, like, overnight, after the late 50s, early 60s, boom, gone. Right about the time that we had LBJ, I think it was. Yeah. All of that stuff started to come apart at the seams. And, you know, but no, it's guns, or it's cops, or it's this, or it's that. No. No, it's none of that stuff. This is black America. Black America, you have been fooled. You've been fooled by a bunch of mealy-mouthed Marxists that just want your vote. They don't consider you to be one of them. They just want your vote. They can say they don't purport to own you, but they do think they rent you every election. And I know better. I know better about black America. I don't know what it's like to be black. Absolutely not. But I have, you know, in the military, I had that experience and lived with them. And they were my brothers. Just like the Samoans were, and the South Koreans that were serving, and the Hispanics. All those guys, the Salvadorans, they were all my brothers. And if you mess with one of my brothers, I would kill you just as soon as I'd look at you. And it wouldn't matter what they look like, because they're one of my brothers. This is one of these things that's been planted that's about to bear some fruit that the people that dropped the seeds got no idea what they're about to grow. I guarantee you that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. You see me shooting it in a video, I probably got it there. And I'd like to welcome, despite the fact that I can't ever get it right myself, I'd like to thank the guys at AmmoLand, the people watching the show at AmmoLand.com. Welcome to the show, even though I can't say it correctly. All right. Here's my problem with this, besides the fact that five police officers are dead, which is a big problem. Here's my problem with this, besides the fact that, you know, Philando Castile is dead, which appears to be a big mistake. Here's my problem, besides the fact that Alton Sterling got shot, and we don't even know what happened there, but we do know he had a 46-page rap sheet. And I don't think he's quite the, you know... when you look at his background, he doesn't sound exactly like the dude you want to play Santa Claus. One thing that happens every time one of these things happen, and they've been happening in a rapid fashion here lately, is that Obama can't wait to call something and give it a label. Now, in the case of these two shootings, this is racially motivated by a police department that does not understand race relations. And, of course, it's bigoted, right? In the case of what happened in Dallas, that's about guns. but it is absolutely irresponsible for the executive, for the commander-in-chief, to fan the flames of racism with remarks mere hours after a shooting before numerous questions have been answered or any serious investigation has been undertaken. This coming from the New York Times before the Dallas shooting. In his comments, President Obama made a point emphasizing the protests and outrage after that shooting and the one in Baton Rouge early Tuesday morning that was captured on video did not constitute a bias against the police, saying to be concerned about these issues is not to be against law enforcement. Hate to tell you this, Barack baby. Some people are not paying attention to part of your subtext. Or maybe they're paying complete attention to your subtext. Because what better way to call for gun control than to have some cops killed, huh? Huh? You took a military member and you got him so riled up. And he was already on the edge or already there or something, and you just tipped him over, and you're not responsible for that, are you? You're the Nobel Peace Prize winner. He continued, I would just ask those who question the sincerity or the legitimacy of protests and vigils and expressions of outrage, who somehow label these expressions of outrage as political correctness. I just ask folks to step back and think, what if this happened to somebody in your family? How would you feel? Good question, Mr. President. Now, first of all, let me point out a few things for you, if I may. You were wrong about Henry Louis Gates. You were wrong about Trayvon Martin. You were wrong about Michael Brown. You were wrong about Freddie Gray. But whenever there is a questionable shooting of a Caucasian, okay, since you're the one that likes it, let me just point out the obvious. I don't remember you calling for an investigation when Eric Scott was shot in Las Vegas. I do not remember that at all. Did I miss that? Were you maybe playing golf and you didn't get the memo that a American citizen, oh, wait, he's white, right? And don't get me wrong. For me, this is not about race. For me, this is about somebody that is constantly throwing a distraction our way while the country goes to hell. And at the same time, we're letting everybody come into the country and they want to disarm us too.
Huh. Yeah.
Scott's shooting, by the way, was remarkably similar to the recent shooting in Falcon Heights.
Yeah.
And I don't remember if he asked people to maybe emphasize and put themselves in the shoes of LaVoy Finnegan's family. Not that I necessarily think that was, unjustified to certain degrees, but, gosh, there was lots of questions asked about it. Where was the president on that one? This guy is all too willing to jump to racist conclusions about white police officers. How the hell do you think you got elected, Barack Obama? It wasn't because of the black vote. That's only 13% of the United States. That didn't shove you over the edge. Oh, no, you had a lot of Caucasians voting for you. But no, I'm sure none of them were police officers because they're racist, right? His intemperate remarks have driven the country into just these racial cliques now that are more divided than at any time since the middle 1960s. His words have inflamed emotions and almost certainly led to attacks on police officers. And if you look at things right now as we speak, I'm seeing all these reports of officers being attacked in Georgia and all these places, all far-flung all over. Because you know what? People see it on TV. It's cool. It's trendy. Let's go. This is, you know. I wonder if Obama would have asked us all to wonder what it would be like to be a member of those officers' families in Dallas. Why hasn't he asked that? All lives do really matter. They have always mattered to me. When I took the oath, I didn't get out there and say, I'm only going to defend Hispanic people, Italian Americans, Anglos, and, I just took the oath and I went my way. And I worked with the people I worked with. And they were just the people I worked with. What color were they? Woodland camouflage. Governor Dayton in Minnesota, he has been just as bad. Mere hours into the investigation of the Falcon Heights shooting, before any conclusions have been legitimately drawn, he's jumping at at them and inflaming racial tensions there. Coming from St. Paul, Minnesota, from the Washington Post, following a fatal police shooting in a quiet suburb that rapidly rippled across the nation, Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton said in no uncertain terms Thursday that Philando Castile ended up dead, at least in part because he was black. Do liberal politicians think that by exacerbating really bad things, that makes the nation stronger? Do they understand that their job is to lead and help us come out of these moments of darkness more enlightened, more educated as to how to deal with it? Instead, hey, how much can I milk this for? How much press is this good for? Instead of seeking calm and calling for a deliberate investigation, we inflame. We pour gas on a fire. We're supposed to be a nation of laws. And, you know, we've seen how that works. We've seen how much of a nation of law we are today. We exist without rule of law. And when these guys get out here and start doing all of these rushes to judgment and everything, this is part and parcel of what undermines the rule of law. It will come back. That's the problem. It will come back to them. It will come back and haunt them. I can't wait for that to happen. I really can't. I'm just going to be standing by because I won't be the one that did anything. I won't be the one that did this. They will, because these people aren't idiots. They've just been fooled, and you can't convince them of that. That's a big problem. We'll be right back.
Against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from Frog Loose Performance Made in USA Studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Once again, I'd like to welcome the people at Ammo Land. If you're watching it there, Ammo Land and I were trying to partner up and bring something else to you, a la AmmoLand.com. So thanks to them, and thanks to you folks that maybe are listening right there, right now. And, of course, the ninjas and the people at Google Plus and everybody else, except for the president. All of this is one big pivot to come back and call for gun control. He's in Poland right now. He's at a NATO summit in Poland, and he condemned the senseless murders of five police officers in this coordinated sniper attack overnight, which at the time this was written, they thought it was coordinated and had multiple players, which now they're saying there was one. The attack, which also injured six other police officers, was carried out during an anti-police brutality protest. While speaking at the start of the NATO summit, Obama decried the vicious, calculated, and despicable attack, vowing that justice will be done, and voiced support for the extraordinarily difficult job of America's law enforcement officers. No, you weren't. You don't really think that. We heard what you thought the other day. I mean, this week we heard it. Obama said, today is a wrenching reminder of the sacrifices that they make for us. But because there was a microphone in his face, he couldn't help himself. He also had to make his famous pivot. He said, we also know that when people are armed with powerful weapons, unfortunately, it makes attacks like these more deadly and more tragic. In the days ahead, we're going to have to consider those realities as well. Define for me more deadly. Is there a gentle weapon with which somebody can be killed where they're just dead? And there's worse weapons where they're more dead? Is it tragic if somebody's shot with a cute and fuzzy weapon, and it's more tragic if it's a black rifle? Define that for me, if you could. This swift turn to gun control really makes me angry. It really does. See, San Bernardino, that attack happened because of jihad, as did Garland, Texas, as did Chattanooga, as did Pulse Nightclub in Orlando. We know the motivation and the motive in that one. Just as we know, based upon the conversations that we had with this guy, and I don't have his name in front of me. I know he was a military member and all this other stuff. But, you know, this guy's motivation was he hated white people. That's what he said. I hate white people. I want to kill white people. I want to kill white police officers. Now, coming up next in the show, I'm going to be talking with Chris Knox of the Firearms Coalition. And we're going to discuss this letter they sent to Congress about this no-fly list, and we're going to discuss this pivot by Obama. And then third hour, we're going to be talking to John Shrek McPhee, the sheriff of Baghdad, because here's the problem with what I saw. I've seen the video. Has everybody seen the video where the bad actor is on the ground and he's moving around in a tight posture there, and he's got his weapon up and forward like you do? And he comes up on a cop, and, I mean, he thoroughly outmaneuvers this cop and does a feint to the left, heads to the right, outflanks this poor police officer, and pops him point blank from behind. This guy, by the way, was a carpenter. He was a carpentry specialist to the military. But all people in the military take basic infantry training when you join the military. A lot of military experts looked at this particular ambush, and they're saying that he used military maneuvers to kill as many police officers as possible. And they're referring to what is known as a combat glide, and used tactical flow techniques while firing on the move against a Dallas police officer. This cat was characterized as extremely proficient, noting the shooter never lowered his barrel, engaged police at point-blank range, and exhibited no panic, even under fire. This is not an illustration of this shooter's superior infantry capability. This is an illustration of the saddest part of it. The sad part of it is that a lot of law enforcement hasn't got a clue when it comes to fire and maneuver. This guy did two things correctly. The shooter did two things correctly. The main thing that he did correctly was keep his head. The other things that he did correctly was just proper execution of the technique that he learned when he was in basic training, because this guy was not a combat infantry troop. This guy executed a flawless close ambush on this police officer in the video. Close ambushes are characterized by an engagement that's happening 25 yards or closer. And the only real thing you can do to be successful in that is to push forward and assault through the objective. Now, whether this guy was trained proficiently in that type of technique or not, it's exactly what he did. And, it was successful. Dallas Police Chief David Brown acknowledged the sophistication of the operation, saying that it was planned to injure and kill as many law enforcement officers as they could before they knew it was one. Brown believes that these suspects were positioning themselves in a way to triangulate on these officers. That mistaken presumption is probably based on the fact that there was a lot of confusion going on when the shooting started. It's not like it is in a city where you've got a lot of reflective surfaces that are going to bounce noise. Where a shot comes from is going to be very hard to ascertain, unless you're right beside the barrel. But this rapid move to go for gun control We don't even know who some of these officers are that are dead. And Obama's out there pressing for gun control. I can't wait to see you unemployed, pal. I really cannot wait to see that. I can't wait to see you gone. I can't wait to see Loretta Lynch gone. And take smiling Joe Biden with you when you go. Okay? Take him with you. I know Joe's a grandfatherly type. He's very nice and everything, but he sort of creeps me out, pawing other men's wives and getting out of there. Just buy a shotgun. Just buy a shotgun. Somebody knocks on the door and you don't know who it is. Just trigger load right through the door. Yeah, just do that. Or go outside and, you know, blow a couple of rounds straight into the air. They'll run. Just buy a shotgun. They're easier to shoot. They don't kick as much. Maybe Gersh Kuntzman should have taken that advice before he, you know, went and shot the AR-15. It was horrible. Damaged his psyche and his shoulder. Might have, I'm being asked in the chat room, so I think these events are what the administration wants. I don't think they're smart enough to coordinate them themselves, but they certainly do take advantage of them. They certainly do seem to be Johnny on the spot and ready to go. They have a reactive spin that is unlike anything I've ever seen. So the administration wants whatever they can get to further their agenda, and this is one of those things they're going to use. Coming up next, from the Firearm Coalition, Chris Knox, this is Lock and Load.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.